This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Welcome back. Yes, even though we were told last week, as the WikiLeaks, always telling us the truth, said we've had multiple high-level sources tell us that they're going to move against Julian Assange and remove him from the embassy. A vigil was set up. There were live streams that were set up at the embassy. It did not happen over the weekend. They kept saying, that isn't going to happen. It's not true. WikiLeaks is lying to you. No, it was the Ecuadorian government that was lying to us. It was the British government that was lying to us, as usual. And so today, after they waited and after people went away, they took Julian Assange out, and then they said, well, there's no U.S. charges against him, and now we find out that there are. They had said before, Sweden has shut down the fake charges against him, and I believe that they are fake. The timing is just too coincidental. The method is just too coincidental. Again, the same type of stuff that these people always run a honeypot trap against somebody, make up stuff like they did with President Trump and the P dossier, and use the same people, use the CIA, use the people in British intelligence to put this stuff out there. That came 1 month after WikiLeaks released the Manning documents and so forth. And then they said, well, okay, it's just a small charge for jumping bail and going to Ecuador, because they were going to extradite him to Sweden, and he knew that that was going to be a short trip then from Sweden to the United States. And so he got asylum in Ecuador, was there for 7 years. But they said, don't worry, we have dropped these charges in Sweden, so that doesn't exist. There's no charges against you in the U.S. And then as soon as they arrest him, they say, well, you know, we might bring those charges in Sweden back. And then we see the more important charges that are being talked about by the AP. WikiLeaks Assange arrested in London, and now U.S. charges are unveiled. How coincidental, isn't it? Now, these people, just like Theresa May and Nikki Haley, the CIA, MI5, MI6, all these people working together, hand in glove, lying to us constantly, concealing their crimes and lying to us about everything. In Washington, the U.S. Justice Department says AP, reports AP, accused Assange of conspiring with Manning to break into a classified government computer at the Pentagon. The charge was announced after Assange was taken into custody. It's very important for them to say that he conspired with Assange, with Manning. In the same way that it is important for them to lie about what happened with the DNC papers. We've had William Binney, an honest man, a good American. That's the name of the documentary about him. To expose the criminal spying on America that was happening at the NSA. He also said there was no government hacking, just as WikiLeaks did. Julian Assange said there wasn't the information about Hillary Clinton and the DNC wasn't turned over to us by a foreign government. It was turned over by people inside the DNC who were upset about how Hillary had rigged the primaries against Bernie Sanders. And there was a former UK ambassador who said, I went to the U.S. to get that information handed to me. William Binney did a technical analysis and said, if you look at the dates on these files that were eventually released, the start and the end date, end time that it took to transfer this, he said that couldn't have been hacked over the Internet. And he knows, because he was global technical head of the NSA for decades. And so he said there's no technical, he's going to be on the show tomorrow, I'm just told. William Binney will be on the show tomorrow to talk about this. Make sure you tune in and hear that. He is a great American. He truly is a good man. Anyway, it's important for them, however, to sell the fiction that Julian Assange is allied with Russia. It's also important for them to sell the fiction that he was conspiring with Manning, because otherwise it's a replay, which it really is, of what happened with the Pentagon Papers. All right, coming up, we're going to have Alex Jones, And later in the broadcast, Owen Schroeder will be back. He will finish out the broadcast. I'll also be back. Stay with us.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good. In my view, I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
InfoWars comes to mind.
Alex Jones.
But there's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to marry stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
It sounds like it's confirmed there are at least 2 shooters with fully automatic weapons.
Dr. Martin Luther King has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
JFK was shot from the back and the front.
It was almost as if there were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
This is the baby God incubated. Lucky children to die on the cold spot.
I think this is a national security imperative. We have clear things that we do not understand how they work, operating in areas that we can't control.
UFOs. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bank is in charge.
Israel claims the attack was accidental. Some former U.S. naval officers say it was on purpose. They describe the day's action as part of a continuing cover-up.
Russian intelligence compiled a dossier on Mr. Trump during visits to Moscow.
Russian scum!
Denied everything. He called it all fake news.
And he accused CNN of being fake news.
This is a national emergency.
If they kill Trump or remove Trump, it will cause a massive civil war in this country.
This is a FEMA high level alert.
We are at war with Russia.
Are you aware that Mr. Stone also stated publicly that he was in direct communication with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks?
The White House and the President are citing InfoWars.
If they can shut us down, you're next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
The White House and the President are citing InfoWars. So they've got one kind of bizarre right-wing fringe theory to defend another bizarre right-wing fringe theory.
We're living in astoundingly historical times. A lot of really incredibly good things are happening. Globalism is being exposed as a planetary corporate tyranny. The fact that a scientific technocracy is targeting the family and the human system for extinction is now an open secret. But the globalists are striking back against the free press. Before, they were arrogant and believed it didn't matter if there were outliers and voices in the wilderness exposing their program. They thought the weight of corporate media would drown out those voices. But now they know they failed. And a sterling example of why they're now so afraid. And see, InfoWars is ground zero of where their defeat began. Is the fact that during the Trump campaign, we knew that they were spying on the president because of the statements and the activities they were involved in and the leaks that we saw in the news and the moles and the fact that this group that represented the old Bush dynasty and the Clinton dynasty was so ruthless and had been caught spying on their political enemies in Congress before. Then when the president became president-elect, Obama, through the New York Times, said, "Don't worry, we know he's a Russian agent. We were surveilling him. We're giving all the information to the media so they can stop him." But, of course, that really wasn't the truth. They were illegally spying. They tried to set the president and his cohorts up, but it didn't work. Then, in early 2017, we specifically named who was involved, the fake FISA warrants, that the orders came directly from Barack Obama to support Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party so that Hillary could get into power, cover up for Obama's crimes, and continue the globalist agenda of collapsing the United States into a one-world corporate tyranny. It's important that out of the many broadcasts on NPR, CNN, MSNBC, that it's recognized that InfoWars was the first place with a major platform to specifically expose the illegal surveillance, the illegal FISA warrants, and more, and specifically call out the deep state. They doubled down and said, oh, Alex Jones is fake news. He is the source of Trump believing he's been spied on. And in truth, that's CNN telling the truth, but they lied and said that I had made it up, which you now know specifically, we did not make it up. With total precision, from our sources and our research, we laid out exactly what had happened. Here's a clip from CNN 2 years ago.
This bizarre circular thing happening where the president cites a theory that he was wiretapped, which developed on the kind of fringe right-wing media. And then after his tweet storm, InfoWars then started saying, well, look, it was the New York Times that reported it, citing our story, misreading our story. And now, a few weeks later, the White House and the president are citing InfoWars. So they've got one kind of bizarre right-wing fringe theory to defend another bizarre right-wing fringe theory, both of which there's no evidence to support.
What else were we talking about 2 years ago, 6 years ago? Communist China taking over big tech in Hollywood. Google making deals with them to sell out the United States. How 5G run by Chi-Coms and WAPO would be used to surveil and control not just Americans, but people all over the world. Who first 6 years ago wrote articles at InfoWars.com, Paul Joseph Watson, about the entire global social credit score that China was rolling out? That's right, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars is ground zero for the takedown of the globalists, and that's why we're so important. We first exposed the TPP, the tyranny of the European Union, the open border replacement migration UN agenda to bring down Europe and the U.S. borders, the illegal spying, the anti-family agenda, their plans to go after the Second Amendment directly. All of it happened here thanks to our research, and our focus, and your support. That's why now more than ever, I need listeners to understand we've got to be here in the next phase of the fight that's going to be even more intense as we approach victory. That's why we need your financial support today. We need you to commit to go to InfoWarsStore.com, take advantage of this big sale, the Spring Super Sale, and get the high-quality supplements, get T-shirts, get books, get films, get air filtration, get water filtration, get things you and your family already need. And sign up for AutoShip for things you're going to want to reorder but don't want to forget to do, like Wake Up America coffee, the protein bars, the fish oil, and other things like toothpaste that you're going to want to reorder. Thank you all for making this operation possible. Thank you to David Knight, all of the great crew, and everyone else, because without you, we wouldn't be here. But the reason they want us off air is not because we're fake news or that we're liars, but because we're real, we have an incredible track record, and we're dedicated to restoring this republic and the planet and having true free will. I'm very proud of all of you, very proud of the work we've done, and this is a very, very special time. The globalists aren't going to give any of us credit, so we have to celebrate our victories and the fact that we've been totally vindicated ourselves, and I know you will. Back to David Knight in the live broadcast. Owen Schroyer is at a pro-life demonstration, and then he'll be back live joining us as well. I'm back in Austin this afternoon, and we'll be in studio this evening and tomorrow with a huge special Friday transmission with the former technical director of the NSA, William Binney, and others joining us to talk about the Assange situation and the fact that Trump needs to buck up and needs to pardon Mr. Assange. Now back to you, David Knight, and the vindicated InfoWars live transmission.
Well, David Knight has signed off for the day. Owen Schroyer now in studio, and if you are a viewer of the Alex Jones Show at InfoWars.com/show, the last bastion where we're allowed, you can see I just got in studio. I'm a little frazzled. There's a little sweat on my brow. My hair is a bit matted down. That's because I did, as Alex say, just got back from a pro-abortion rally. And, well, it was quite amazing what I experienced. The crew is rolling the B-roll right now. And so we're putting together a little highlight reel of that, and I'll talk about that. But the big story, obviously, Julian Assange gets arrested and is now being prepared for extradition, and Donald Trump has to act. But obviously, I was busy this morning with this broadcast and the live stream that I did at the Planned Parenthood funding rally. So I don't know the details, but on the surface of what I've known from researching last night and what I've briefly seen this morning, I actually think the fact that Assange is being extradited to the U.S. is a good thing, because it gives Donald Trump the opportunity to do the right thing one time and free Julian Assange. And if Trump is who we elected, or who we thought we elected, that's exactly what he's going to do. He's going to pardon Assange, and he'll grant him asylum or some other situation. But obviously people are worried. And if Trump wants to either identify himself as a patriot that's not a part of the deep state, or a deep state who's going to go with the D.C. establishment, if you want to know who he is, the Julian Assange problem could be the answer to that question. We'll have that and more on the other side.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer in studio now taking over. And I was at a pro-abortion rally earlier today, and we're clipping out some of the highlights of this, and we're going to air that as soon as that compilation is done. But I haven't obviously had the time to go through all of the news today and disseminate and bring it to you in an eloquent manner. So what I'm going to do is open up phone lines to talk about the Julian Assange situation, specifically what you think about it, what you think Trump should do, what or if you think Trump already has a plan, or if you think he's about to go sideways on Assange, or if you think he's about to deliver and pardon Assange and just totally move the ball forward against all these treasonous people, which, by the way, the president in the last 48 hours, I think, has referred to bureaucrats and politicians as treasonous 3 or 4 times now. So that's some serious business right there. Now, let's see what happens with Assange and see if he doesn't hit a grand slam or if he doesn't come up short. But we're going to take your calls, see what you think is going on. 877-789-ALEX, 1-877-789-ALEX, specifically today. What do you think the president should do with Julian Assange, or is going to do with Julian Assange, or do you think he's figured it out yet, or what do you think he's going to do? The right thing is to pardon Assange, grant him asylum, or whatever he desires. But, you know, that same side, though, I got to say, even though I do think Julian Assange is a hero journalist, at the same time, if I was in Trump's shoes, I would ask something in return. And I think you guys know what I'm thinking about. I would say, Mr. Assange, you know what you've been charged with. You know what the worst case scenario for you could be. I don't want that to happen. Here's the deal that I have for you right here. But we're going to need to know some names. We're going to need to know a couple sources. You give us those sources, and we'll sign this deal. You'll be free. You can stay here as long as you want, and we'll make sure you don't get extradited if that's what you desire. I think that's how this should go, and I think that's fair. Because you have to understand, in Trump's shoes, he is facing political pressure, whether we like it or not. And that not only comes from the establishment that we fear and loathe so much, it comes from the principal matter that, yes, this was American intelligence. These were Americans that got hacked or that were victims of this. So at a certain level, as the president of the United States, you have a principle to act on that. But again, justice is blind. But I think that's a fair deal for Julian Assange, and I think everybody knows what I'm talking about. Who gave them the DNC emails? Not the Podesta hack. Who was your source? And if it was Seth Rich, Now you know what needs to happen next, don't you? Murder investigation. Homicide team. And all of a sudden, the floodgates open to a brand new can of worms. So that's what I think should happen. I really don't know. I'm not even going to try to predict the president on this one. But I'd love to talk about it with you. 1-877-789-ALEX. Now, here's the deal, folks. Alex has been on a work trip. I'm in studio. I've already done over an hour of live streaming this morning from this Planned Parenthood rally. My hair has little hat hair, but I've decided to just roll with it and keep the hat that I wore to the Planned Parenthood rally on the desk here as a symbol. We need to keep America great. We need to drain the swamp. We need to stop abortion. And we need to pardon Assange. But here's the deal. I'm going to have to be broadcasting here on the Alex Jones Show for another hour plus, almost 2 hours. And then I'm going to be hosting the War Room, which are my normal duties around here from 3 to 6 p.m. So I'm going to need some sustained energy. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to take my InfoWars Life Turbo Force. And I know when I take this, I'll have sustained energy for the rest of this broadcast and then for the War Room. But what I've discovered recently, because normally I just chug the stuff down like an energy shot, and it's just like full steam ahead, immediate response. But what I've discovered recently is when you mix it in with a warm glass of water and sip on it like tea, it has the same effect, but it doesn't give you that immediate jolt, and it kind of sustains a little bit longer when you're sipping on it for half an hour to an hour, and you just kind of drink it like you would tea. And so I'm mixing up my Turbo Force right now, and if you don't know about this, folks, there's a major metaphysical, psychological trance that you can go into when you mix Turbo Force and find your chi, so that's what we're about to do here. So excuse me for a second while I find my chi. Yes, this is the Turbo Force chi. I will find my center. I will find my balance. And I will have sustained pure energy as I embark on my mission from God. Yes. And so then you get your Turbo Force chi, and you sip on it. Like so. Then everything starts to make sense, and the energy starts to overwhelm you, and the focus. Yes, let's just get it in one more time now. One more time for all the Turbo Force consumers out there, blasting through time and space with the power of Turbo Force from InfoWarsStore.com. So this broadcast will be powered by Turbo Force, and you will be powered by Turbo Force if you go to InfoWarsStore.com today and secure your package of Turbo Force. All right, ladies and gentlemen, when we get back, we're going to go to your phone calls. Specifically, what do you think the president is going to do about Julian Assange? What do you think the president should do about Julian Assange? And or do you think something's already been worked out? What do you think about my opinion? We're going to start taking your phone calls on the other side. And then we're also going to have the highlight of me at the Planned Parenthood rally bullhorning the baby murderers. And I have a feeling that this is one of those things where when I'm in live time, I don't even realize how powerful the footage is. But I have a feeling that this is going to be good. I'll give you a little teaser. I got assaulted by a drag queen. Yeah. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the InfoWar. This is the Alex Jones Show.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And the it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip, then an additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out what the globalists don't want you to have, the good halogens, don't want you to have the bad halogens, at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original. Now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Waging war against baby murderers. It's Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex Jones. We're about to take your phone calls, but look, we can't even get distracted. Not that it's not a legitimate distraction to have, but what's happening with Julian Assange distracts us from the fact that the President of the United States... You know what? Let me just cut it dry for you, because I don't actually think I've heard anyone say this yet. Speaking ambiguously, Donald Trump has accused multiple Americans of treason. I'm going to tell you exactly who he's talking about. Barack Obama. Donald Trump has said Barack Obama committed treason. You understand? Pretty big news, isn't it? pretty big deal, isn't it? He told you all along. So, the President of the United States has now called the former President of the United States treasonous. He has now accused the former President of the United States of treason. Yes, that's where we're at. Barack Obama has been accused of treason by the President of the United States of America. Welcome to the big leagues, big boy. So first, you have William Barr with the Democrat, I forget her name, Sheehan. She's like, wait a second. Are you saying that there was spying going on? And Barr's like, yes, there was spying going on. Spying happened against Donald Trump. And then she's like, hit. She's like, wait a second, you're not allowed to say that. I'm gonna give you an opportunity to walk that back. You know you're not allowed to say that. You're not allowed to talk bad about Obama. So I'm gonna give you a chance to walk that back. And then he's like, no. Would you prefer I called it surveillance? And she's just like, oh, what? So here, this is like, again, the Julian Assange thing is legitimate and it's important, but like, Donald Trump, the President of the United States, has just accused the previous President of the United States of treason. And it's all been confirmed on record. Here's the Attorney General confirming what President Trump already knew, and then President Trump reaffirming that after Barr did it on the Hill.
And I'm not talking about the FBI necessarily, but intelligence agencies more broadly.
So you're not suggesting, though, that spying occurred?
I don't, well, I guess you could, I think there's spying did occur. Yes, I think spying did occur.
Well, let me.
But the question is whether it was adequately predicated. And I'm not suggesting it wasn't adequately predicated, but I'd need to explore that. I think it's my obligation. Congress is usually very concerned about intelligence agencies and law enforcement agencies staying in their proper lane, and I want to make sure that happened. We have a lot of rules about
it. This was an attempted coup. This was an attempted takedown of a president, and we beat them. We beat them. So the Mueller report, when they talk about obstruction, we fight back. And you know why we fight back? Because I knew how illegal this whole thing was. It was a scam. And what I'm most interested in is getting started. Hopefully the Attorney General, he mentioned it yesterday, he's doing a great job, getting started on going back to the origins of exactly where this all started. Because this was an illegal witch hunt, and everybody knew it, and they knew it too, and they got caught. And what they did was treason.
All right, so we're just going to do a little... I mean, we're just going to do this on air because I don't want, but here's what we need to do. We need to cut that clip, and we just did this in live time. I'm just putting this command out live on air so that not only the crew gets it, but that the audience gets it too, because this is how important this is. We just need to take that clip and boil it down so that it's like a 30-second to 60-second clip, because that clip right now is about 2 minutes. Most people can't even last 30 seconds on a clip. Their ADD kicks in. So what we need to do is boil it down to like 30 seconds or 60 seconds probably, where it's Barr saying there was spying, and then later he says there was surveillance. You cut it up, and it's like there was spying, and then you cut Trump in at the end where he just says it was illegal, I knew it was illegal, now we're launching an investigation into them, it was treason. And you just put that little 30 seconds to 60 seconds out there. We'll play it every segment. You put it on your Twitter feed. You put it on your Facebook feed. You put it on your YouTube feed. Put it everywhere. Republish, retweet, refeed, restream, repost. Everywhere. Because, folks, I mean, do you really think that these people are going to go down without a fight? They didn't just commit treason in the public eye because they have nothing to hide. Whatever it is they're afraid Trump's going to uncover is much worse than treason. That's why they committed treason to keep him out of office. Do you think these people are going to walk away without a fight? So you better get ready. And you better let the public know what's coming, folks. Let them know. We just had a treasonous president for 8 years. The next president's actually going to do something about it. Get ready. The attorney general just announced they spied illegally. Trump just announced they're launching an investigation into it. We already know all the facts. We already know all the details. I mean, the gravity. And most people have no clue what is even going on. I mean, unbelievable. So, guys, and look, we're running 100 different ships here at once, but like, just dedicate a hand or two hands to that, whatever we got to do to get that 60 seconds out. Because we just need to boil it down to as precise and hard-hitting as possible so that other people will share it. And that people won't lose interest after 10 seconds. It needs to be Barr saying, spying, 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 surveillance. And then Trump saying, it was illegal. We knew it was illegal. We're launching into the investigation of that. It was treason. Put that out 60 seconds, hardcore. Everyone listening to this right now needs to share it and say, do you see what's happening here? But you know what is the craziest part about it? And this is what bothered me so much yesterday. The average brain dead leftist is in such a trance, is now consciously so engaged in a death cult that it doesn't even matter. They are so deep into Stockholm syndrome. I mean, they're going to stand with Obama. They're going to stand with the Democrats. They're going to stand with baby murder. They're going to stand with sex trafficking. They're going to stand with pedophiles. They're going to stand with all of that. They're never coming back to reality, folks. You understand? These people are gone. So we're going to get that clip together. We're going to play that every segment. I want you to re-upload it on your whatever you have, Facebook, Twitter, anything. Go run around town and play it, blast it from your radio. And then I promise I'm going to get to your phone calls. I said we'd take your calls on Assange, and I promise I'm going to get to your calls. It's just, this is so huge. And I don't even think that we can properly comprehend it because we've already known the treason was there. But it's like the president is announcing action. The president is calling it treason. The attorney general is saying, yes, there was illegal spying. We know where it came from. The president just said he's about to launch an investigation. Do you understand? It's all about to come out. It's all about to come out. Democrats colluding with Russia. Democrats colluding with Ukraine. Democrats illegally spying. Democrats abusing the Justice Department. Democrats abusing the NSA. Democrats abusing everything. Democrats abusing America. Obama. Treason. It's all coming out. And the average leftist is never going to accept it, folks. And they've already been drawn to violence. They've already been incited into violence. They've already gone totally down the means of Stockholm Syndrome. They're already in a death cult. You need to beware. It's only going to go downhill from here when their god, Obama, is guilty of treason.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay
Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Today, the nation's attorney general saying that he thought spying on a political campaign occurred in the investigations into Russian interference in the 2016 election.
I guess you could. I think there was a spying did occur. Yes, I think spying did occur.
When you heard the word spying from the attorney general, what did you think and what does that mean?
Well, I was very disappointed in what Attorney General Barr said today about spying.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing that the chief law enforcement officer of our country is going off the rails.
Well, I thought it was both stunning and scary.
This was really a shameful moment for the attorney general.
I'm flabbergasted.
My heart skipped a beat. This is a completely loaded term, completely false.
And for the attorney general to say so is a stain on his reputation.
And that was perhaps the most shocking, to really have this dog whistle that was audible to all species.
This is off the rails. We cannot just adapt to absurdity.
It was a shame, I think, today to see Bill Barr, one of our nation's most respected lawyers, a two-time attorney general, turn in his tortoiseshell glasses for a tinfoil hat.
You know, the term spying has all kinds of negative connotations.
But for the Attorney General to imply or to say that there was spying domestically, he knows the language very well and he knows the terminology.
I have to believe he chose that term deliberately.
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing? Because I think the word spying could cause everybody in the cable news ecosystem to freak out.
Do you think he ever landed on a clear explanation of what he was exactly saying?
Barr's not someone who said something just by accident.
We have never seen an official more openly flout the same rules he purports to adhere to.
Unauthorized surveillance. I want to make sure there was no unauthorized surveillance.
Okay, thank you.
Is that more appropriate in your mind?
This was an attempted coup. This was an attempted takedown of a president. And we beat them.
I think spying on a political campaign is a big deal. It's a big deal.
What we've seen and heard from the president in the past 5 days may be the biggest lie of all. Repeatedly, and with no facts to back him up, making the outrageous claim that the so-called deep state spied on his campaign.
This phony baloney story about a spy on the campaign. To call them a conspiracy theory is to give them too much credit.
The notion that somehow the FBI planted someone inside the campaign to spy on the campaign is just not true.
This unproven narrative of a spy being placed inside his campaign.
Did the intelligence community spy on President Trump and his campaign?
No, we did not.
What about this notion that there was a CI, a confidential informant, embedded in the campaign? Is that true?
Well, as we've seen, unfortunately, the identity of this informant is now out in the media. And if you know, this is a fairly benign tool available to the FBI, given all the other capabilities available to them.
The chief law enforcement officer of our country is going off the rails.
You better think again, Mr. President. You've been around for 13 months. We've been around since 1908. I know how this game is going to be played. We're going to win.
Let me give you one bottom line. As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy.
But he's taking these shots, this antagonism,
yep.
This taunting to the intelligence community.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
What I'm most interested in is getting started on going back to the origins of exactly where this all started.
If it weren't for President Obama, we might not have done the intelligence community assessment that we did that set off a whole sequence of events which are still unfolding today, notably Special Counsel Mueller's investigation. President Obama is responsible for that, and it was he who tasked us to do that intelligence community assessment in the first place.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. There you have it. Honestly, I just don't even know how to even present this information. It's so paramount. It's so key. I can't tell if we've reached the climax or if we're still heading that way. I mean, is Barack Obama about to get shackled and hauled off to prison? I mean, are we actually going to see that imagery along with the rest of them? Yeah, there's the image that Donald Trump retweeted out a few months back. Now that Russian collusion is a proven lie, when did the trials for treason begin? Well, I think the president just announced it, didn't he? I think the president just announced it, didn't he? Wow. How far is this going to go? You know, and we currently have a congresswoman, Ilhan Omar, who I guess, I don't even know how to properly analyze her comments on September 11th, but she, I guess, doesn't think it was radical Islam that did it. And so here's my thing. yeah, we can start with Obama or Clinton or all these criminals, but like, it's time to start looking at some other stuff too. Who was behind the JFK murder? How about that? Why were we lied to about the assassination of JFK? Why were we lied into the Vietnam War via the Gulf of Tonkin? Why were we lied into further intervention in the Middle East when they said they were throwing babies out of incubators? Oh, but those same people abort babies in the West and say that's fine. I mean, it's just like, you just want everything to be back in line. And things are just so out of line. And just, I just don't know what, because here's the thing, these people are so brainwashed. If Obama got arrested for treason, I mean, what do you think the average brain dead leftist would do? I mean, the protests would never stop, but that's what I'm saying. Like, President Trump, he can present all the evidence. And we know what happened here. We know how they made up the Russian dossier, embedded spies around the Trump campaign to set people up, launched a fake investigation based off of that setup, based off of their fake dossier, and then spied on the now president of the United States and his associates in the aftermath of all of their criminal treasonous behavior. I mean, it's all going to be presented in due time. It's all going to be out there. And the average brain dead leftist is going to totally reject it like a sick person rejects food that it needs to live. And so if you want to make the analogy to like an emergency health situation, it's like you're rejecting the truth like a body that's dying is rejecting food. And so we're going to have to shove a feeding tube down your throat just so you live, or you're going to die. So here's what we're going to do, because I promised I'd take your calls, and I'm going to take your calls, and we're going to talk about Julian Assange, but the president of the United States has declared treason, and it was Obama behind all of it. But it wasn't just Obama. So I guess now we find out, is Obama going to squeal like a little piggy? Or is he just going to go down for all the treason he was engaged in? Or is he going to say, my goodness, this is peanuts compared to what the Clintons did. This is peanuts compared to what these guys did over here. This is peanuts compared to this and that and the other thing. Or I'll tell you what, Obama might be the next Clinton body count. This is where we're at, folks. What an incredible time to be here. Right at the tip of the spear at InfoWars. I mean, the spark of the revolution can be traced back to InfoWars. Everything that we are witnessing now. And it just drives them crazy. And that's why they want to shut down. So we're going to come back. I'm going to air this clip of Ilhan Omar, I guess, denying 9/11. I guess she's a 9/11 denier, or I don't know what she is, but she is Muslim. We're told it was Muslims that did 9/11. Now here she is saying, shut down DHS. Muslims didn't do 9/11. Hello?
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.